Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Greetings and welcome this glorious Friday. It has been a wonderful week, and I hope everybody has had just a spectacular week. The messages that have been coming in during the week and the exciting things that are going on in everybody's lives has just been so rewarding and so warming to the heart to experience, and the emails I've received and the calls I've received, it's just been just fabulous. It's just been an incredible week. And the big thing is, I really feel like I have been so blessed to have met all the wonderful people that I have through doing the programs and through doing the communications. I feel it's like a huge privilege when I get to visit with you and when I get emails from the listeners or I get calls from the listeners. And then the privilege of being able to communicate with those who are on the other side, bringing over the words of guidance and encouragement and messages that they might want to share during the programs or on some of the other blogging and that type of thing that we're doing now. It's just, I feel so privileged. I feel so honored to have been given this opportunity to share with you all, and I'm just really excited to move forward with this and feeling so blessed. I wanted to share with you a couple sites that I'd like to encourage you to go ahead and check out. We do add on daily messages on a couple of the sites of things that come through, and that's blog.whitewolfapril.com and also on acrosstheveil.ning.com. Those are areas where we're adding on things as they come in, as messages when they're happening come through, because they're just there for everyone to hear and everyone to learn and know what's happening and the connections that are made. It was kind of cute. The other day I got a message from a gentleman, and out of the blue he gave me a phone number, and I thought, okay, I'm going to call this number and see what happens. And I called this phone number, and this woman answered the phone. And as we were speaking, and I told her who I was and that I had received her phone number from somebody who's on the other side that wanted to share a message with her, she began to cry. And she said it hasn't been but a couple days, and she lost her spouse. And here her spouse wanted to make a contact with her, to the point even brought in a phone number for me to call, and we were able to do a wonderful, glorious connection for her. So you're going to find that there's connections and information in some of those places. Like I said, it's blog.whitewolfapril.com and or acrosstheveil.ning.com. You can also check things out on my website, whitewolfapril.com, and send me email. April@whitewolfapril.com is the best way to get a hold of me in regards to some of the questions that people have. And some people feel like they're infringing, and I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to feel that even the shortest little message is important to me, and I really want to encourage you to go ahead and communicate with me. Michelle, go ahead. This is April. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Good to hear you're doing really well, it sounds.
Oh, yeah. We're in Alaska, and the weather's changing, and it's cold, and the leaves are falling, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
How can I help you today?
Well, I called you a couple of weeks ago, and you told me some stuff about relationships. Today, I was wondering if maybe I could get some info on work. I've been interviewing, and just wanted to know if anything's going to pan out soon.
You're actually going to end up with three different interviews. You're going to have three different places that are going to actually offer you the opportunity to make some money.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like once you break through this barrier that you're feeling, it's kind of like you're holding on to it. It's kind of like you're feeling comfortable holding on to this, is it going to happen, is it going to work? It's kind of become a comfort zone, and those words have kind of become like a little bit of a mantra or a motto for you, and they're saying as soon as you move beyond that, you're all of a sudden it's going to break loose, and you're going to do a few interviews, you're going to have three really strong interviews, and you're going to be offered actually three positions.
Oh, wow. When do you see all of this happening?
Like I was saying at the beginning of this, they're saying that as soon as you can let go of kind of the comfort zone that you've created, that as soon as you can let go of that, things are going to switch and change. And if you do that within 30 days, you're going to be sitting in a very nice position.
Well, that's good. I feel like I've been working on that, but if I still have to keep on pulling out some weeds, I'll continue to do that.
What I'm actually seeing is almost taking like some sticky notes, and I'm seeing like on the bathroom mirror or on like the monitor to your computer, you know, just words of encouragement to yourself. I have job interviews, I have jobs lined up, that kind of thing. Encouraging yourself through some of the positive verbiage that's going to change your mindset.
Got you. Cool.
Is one of the things. Seeing, you're actually going to have trouble deciding which one you want to take.
Oh, wow. That's
They're
really
all
good
going to look very positive. They're all going to look very, they're all going to make money for you, but they're all going to look really good because of the different, each one's going to be different enough that it's going to be tough. You're going to have a tough decision.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
you
it's
see
not.
Them all. I was going to ask, do you see me traveling to do these jobs or staying in my location that I'm in now?
I'm seeing you staying a little bit closer to the home front. I'm seeing that traveling is something that you enjoy to do and something that you don't mind doing, but I'm also seeing you staying closer by home. It's kind of like it's time to nest, is what they're saying.
I feel like I've been doing that for a while, too. I haven't traveled in 3 years. I just keep feeling like I feel like I'm going to go somewhere.
You may actually be going to go on a trip, like a vacation trip. It's almost like what I'm seeing, it's almost like a celebration. It's almost going to be like a celebration trip adventure, but not for the work, but to celebrate the work.
Great. Cool. I'll let you know when that happens.
Definitely. And if I'm in the area, we'll get together and have a glass of iced tea.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But
thank you.
It's a positive change that's on the wind for you. It feels like you've kind of been feeling very much stuck in a rut, very much stuck in the place where you're at and just really clawing and scraping away at things for so long that now with the opportunity for something new and fresh to come in, you're going to have to reprogram that thought process.
Yeah, because things are going good, and I'm like, oh, yay, the house is cleared.
yep, things have there's a season to the different processes we go through, and it's our life path, and those are the things that we're gaining the wisdom from.
Great.
Is what, what I'm seeing
you.
For you and what I'm hearing for you. So is there any other questions you have?
Well, I guess real quick, if the relationship thing, do you feel like that's changed any or
not
evolved
that I'm
any?
Right now. I'm not seeing a change right now.
Okay.
I'm seeing you were with somebody and you actually decided not to stay together, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a change in that right now. There's still a lot of self-absorption in the mix.
Okay.
Being caught up within ourselves. And I think that goes for both parties, you and the other person.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, sometimes we need that. We need that space and that time away in order to be able to regroup and to move forward.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think that's where your strength is going to come in. Plus, once you start getting into this other, it just feels like it's a very positive, that's the only word I can think of to put on this. It feels like a very positive, higher vibration change for you.
Yeah, that's what it feels like in me, just being in my own skin right now. So, yeah, you've nailed it.
Well, that's what it feels like, and that it feels like that's the direction you're heading, is you're moving on an upward positive adventure right now.
Great. Yay. Well, thanks again, April.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Bye-bye. As I was sharing here at the beginning before our caller, I wanted you to be aware of some of the websites and some of the places you can go to get some of the information, like I was sharing about the way things are coming in. Every day I'm getting messages and I'm getting things to share with people. And when I was in the store the other night, the girl at the cash register, all of a sudden I just had to begin to share a message with her about a loved one that has moved to the other side. And the people in the line behind us were kind of comical because the one gentleman, he kind of stood by and just kind of was interested in what we were discussing. And he after we were done and we were walking out the door, he asked me a few questions and we were able to make a connection with him as well. But those are the kind of fun things that are happening. That's the exciting adventures we're having. And if you want to find out more and if you want to read on some more of the messages that are coming through and the insights that are coming through, please feel free to check out that acrosstheveil.ning.com. We've created that as a really neat little social network group for people to find out things. Also, if you want to send me an email with any of your questions or any of your concerns, or if you want to see if we can make a connection through sending me a question on the internet, please feel free to do that at april@whitewolfapril.com, because I'm sure that we can get an answer or get some direction and maybe help alleviate some of the stresses that you might be facing today or you might be facing at that particular situation. I recently had gotten an email from a woman who had asked me a question about some things on one of the programs, and we were talking a little bit more about it, and she emailed me and asked me some questions about situation and the status to do with her son. And immediately my guides came in and they gave me that check within myself that she was asking for things for her son when her son needed to be asking for the things. So there's that boundary and that level of, I guess what do we call that, professionalism, that boundary of, not looking into another person's areas or to answer the questions that are somebody else's, the privilege of privacy and that type of thing. So I shared with her the importance of having them communicate and contact me as well. And that's the other thing. If you want to send in an email and you have a question, that's wonderful and that's fabulous. And I don't mind sharing information that's going to help you as you're progressing and maybe working with these other, members of your family or other people as well. But do remember, we have to hold up the right of confidentiality of the other person. That's the word I was looking for. Anyhow, and that I'd love to share that information with you, but have them contact me as well so that I know that we can get the message and the information to them. I had a message that came in earlier today, and it says, "Move beyond the trickery of limitations and follow truth. Movement is the heartbeat of Earth. Tender, loving, gentle care is needed at this time. Don't pick or poke too much, for this does not do any good. It just makes and serves as damage." Allow love to flow from your body, no agitations, no fear, carrying the message of love, light, and healing. As a child with no guile, nurture, take care of yourself and the earth. Don't be so harsh on yourself. Conserve and use wisdom. Protect yourselves, building the bubble of protection. Draw the golden ray up through your body. Allow it to rise above your body, over your head, as a rainbow. As you feel it is filling with this golden purity energy of protection, once it's full, pop it, and then allow this golden ray to wash over you in a rainbow or a mushroom form as it comes down over, covering your body, creating this energy of protection and this covering yourself from the very top of your head to the very bottoms of your feet. Love has the answers. Go within. Know that life is your meditation. And as you create it, don't be overly concerned about the small trivial details, but experience life and have fun. Your life's secret lies within your own hearts. Each has their own special bits of information. Operate with patience, kindness, love, and understanding. Allow the rivers of life to flow through your body. The river of life comes from the well deep within, which bubbles out and over as a fountain of droplets of unconditional love, giving divine love to your person from your personal creator. As well, all is well. Move forward and be blessed. When I got this message, I thought, wow, that is so powerful. That is so appropriate and so in tune with where we are in this world right now, the messages and the guidance and the wisdom from the masters of how important it is to stop putting the limitations in front of ourselves, stop short-selling ourselves, stop saying the I can'ts, I won'ts, when is, hows, where's. Those are all non-productive. Those are all limiting. And if we move forward and we bring in that blessing of removing the trickery of that, removing the covering of that, we're going to be able to move forward. We're going to be able to be protected. We're going to be able to know the inner secrets, the inner knowledges, the inner passages of ourselves. And as I'm sharing this, I'm actually seeing ourselves represented as these buildings. And and as we're walking through these buildings, we're walking through these passages and these corridors. And in each turn and in each new area, there's something new and exciting waiting there to be experienced, waiting to happen, waiting to be a blessing, waiting to be a lesson, not a limitation, not something that's holding you back, not something that's keeping you from moving forward within the blessed divine order of this life that you're living and the purpose that you're here for. And what is your earth walk purpose? What is your lesson that you're working on? What are you mastering? What are you coming into the reality of understanding and being able to focus on and being able to gather your strength and put your arms around? That's the beauty of when a message like that comes across, is how easy and how simple it is sometimes to get caught up in those little things that want to trick us and want to keep us from moving forward and want to keep us from being blessed and being a blessing. Just follow that power within yourself. Bring in the protection. Bring in the divine guidance and go within and see the messages and see the hope and see the excitement that is there for you. Allow that river of life to flow. Allow those things to just bubble up out of your system and become a reality and become the hope and the vision of moving forward and the blessing of life. Because life is just that. It's our present. And where we're at in that present is our present to us. So our presence is a present in the present of where we're at. And the excitement of that is something that we all need to grasp a hold of and hold onto the reality of that. And the beauty of getting the messages from those that are on the other side, those that have lived and have moved on, the masters, the teachers, the angels, the guides, all of those things, our spirit guides, all of those are wonderful, beautiful areas that we can go and we can gain new strength and new awarenesses. I had a question that was posed to me in an email, and I thought I would answer it on the program today. I got it a couple of weeks ago, and then I got another one that was very similar. The first question was, April, how did you know that you had these gifts? And then the second one I got was, how long have you been doing this? And I thought, you know, I think on the program today I might share that information with the listeners. And to kind of first answer this, how long have I done this? I've been actively doing and working and sharing with others now for 30 years and bringing messages forward, but doing it on a very low scale, doing it on a one-on-one basis and communicating through doing healing work and doing healing balancing sessions and bringing in messages as we're doing those type of sessions and maybe doing some of the balancing work through the chakra points and releasing three things that are held on through past life and doing some regression work and that type of thing. So I've done this for quite a while. I've also worked for corporate America and I've owned my own businesses and those type of things. So I've done this for a little while and I've enjoyed it, but just recently they've really come forward and my guides have asked me and have said it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward in the work that you're doing, and I'm really excited to be doing that. The other question is, when did you know that you had this gift? When did it start? And it's kind of comical because I remember as a very, very little person, I believe I was probably 3 at the time, maybe 2.5, 3, pushing that really young time, I remember talking to my mother and my family members about seeing dead people and that these ghosts were always hanging around. We lived in old farmhouses, and my aunt lived in a farmhouse that whenever I would go there, there would be a number of different people that would come and talk to me. And in the farmhouse that we lived in, there would be a different ghost that would come in and talk to us. And we were getting ready to move one time, and this one kept pulling the blankets off the bed. And finally, it got my attention, and I remember him saying, "We don't want you to move. We don't want you to leave." Those are the kind of things that began happening to me at a very, very young age. And I would talk to my family about it, and they didn't understand and they didn't communicate with me a whole lot because back in the day it was something that nobody talked about. There wasn't verbiage to explain what it is we do and who we are and the events that are happening and how they're happening. It just was kind of taboo, and so my family didn't quite know how to handle that and handle the situation. And as I got older, we had actually moved into the city, and as we were in the city, I would invite my friends in, and we'd go down in the basement, and we'd set up this table, and we would do these seances and bring in the different spirits and bring in different energies and people, and we'd help them move on to go home, or that we'd get messages and information from them. So a lot of this I've done for many, many, many years, more than the 30 that I've been in professionally working and doing. But one of the things that really was life-changing for me was about when I was 9, and I had this incredible dream. And in this dream, they took me into a hospital, and we started at the top floor. And I remember going into the elevator and being greeted by these angelic, incredibly beautiful angelic beings. And they took me to the top floor and walked with me down the hall. And at each room, they had me place my hand into the energy of the room and send healing energy and love and light. And we did that down one hall and then back up the hall and then getting on the elevator and going to the next floor. And we did this through this hospital. And when we got to the bottom and I got off and we were going out through the entry lobby and they just kind of dissipated and I went out and I was standing in the front of this hospital in this dream. And I noticed that people were filing out of the hospital one after another, after another, after another, that they'd been healed, that they'd been given the opportunity for newness, for freshness, for all of that type. And that was when a really huge change came with me in my life. That's when I really began to work and begin to know the importance of bringing forward the messages, bringing forward the work that it is that I do. And that was when my life path really kind of set itself in front of me, and I would have people would come to me at school for guidance, and when I was in high school, I kind of felt like I was the Dear Abby of high school because of the different communications that would come through and the different messages that we would share. And it was interesting one day as I was talking to my mother, and And she, in her belief systems, has not really kind of been able to grasp the understanding of spirit communication and that type of thing. And I, you know, told her, I said, that's okay, Mom. I understand your position and your place, but I have to do what I have to do, and I know what I know. And she looked at me with these sincere eyes, and she said, honey, she goes, I know that there are people who can do what you can do. I've met people who have done things like you can do. And I'm just amazed at what you can do. And her words of encouragement helped me also as I was on this life path and I was on this quest to begin bringing forward the messages and helping and that type of thing. There was a time when we were in Colorado and I received a phone call from this family that had lost a loved one that had gotten lost and had been out hiking, and this little person had disappeared, and they had contacted me. It was such a privilege when they asked for my help to be able to bring forward information and help them know where to go to find her and where to go and where she had snuggled herself in to be warm so she wouldn't freeze during the night. So those are the type of little things that have happened that have helped me and helped nudged me along my life path. So to answer a couple of those questions, and I had told the people that had emailed me, go ahead and listen to the program today and I'll share that information with those that are listening that, yeah, my life path has been one of developing this and experiencing this. And I wear tinted glasses because when I look at people, I don't see their physical bodies. I see their energy bodies, and then I focus to see the physical body. And the tinted in the glass helps me be able to do that. And that has been a huge help for me when working with people who need things in healing and in their energy and in their auric field. I'm able to see it a little bit easier. So hopefully that answers some of your questions, that answers some of the things that people have been wondering or have had questions about, that it's a part of who I am. And it's been my life walk. Professionally, I've done it for about 30 years. So hopefully that helped answer some of your questions that folks have had. And I know that the classes that have begun to expand and to come from this work have been growing in great numbers. And like I was saying earlier, the verbiage and the knowledge and the understanding of what the gifts are, the clairvoyances and all the clairs that come in there, and understanding all of that awareness and now having a language to be able to express it. We are so blessed to be in this time. The knowledge and the technology to be able to come to you from Alaska and wherever you may be, California, Florida, or overseas. I've had a caller before who's called from France. Those type of things, when we have that opportunity, and I have a connection with a group in Ireland, to be able to, through technology, be able to make those connections is just, it's a huge blessing. It's a huge, wonderful reality. I have a message coming in from a gentleman. He has passed just recently, within the past 24 hours. He wants his family to know that he wants to say thank you. Thank you for all your tender, loving care. Thank you for all of your support, even though his life was really absorbed and caught up in alcoholism. The accident that he was in just recently, which he struggled to know whether to stay or whether to pass because of the severity of the damages that he received in this last accident that he was in. He wants me to share the message of thanks to everyone and share the message of love and hope to his son, his only son that's remaining. His other son is on the other side, and he has been united with him, and he says he was there as I crossed the veil. And there's that reuniting, there's that reunion, that connection, that healing that needed to take place there. But the physical son that is still alive, he wishes to express that, I am so sorry that I messed things up so badly, and I could have been and could have done so much more, but my life path was not as such. And for you, son, to move forward with the confidence and with the knowledge that you don't have to follow in the footsteps that I have, that I had to carry with my life. And he wants to express his love and comfort to his family. Brittany, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I just wanted to ask if I have any messages.
You have a number of messages. You have a number of different things that are happening with you right now. I know we were talking the other night about some different things and some different activities happening, but there is a very strong message for you right now. I'm seeing a figure who I want to almost say looks grandmotherish, although I know that your physical grandmothers are not on the other side, but this energy looks very grandmotherish, and she's wanting me to let you know that the place that you're at in your educational pursuits, that she's actually helping align some certain things to come into place to make it easier for you to accomplish some of the new, apparently you're wanting to do some new stuff. You haven't shared that with me. Some new stuff, and she's helping you align with this. It's very much feeling like a nurturing grandmother type of energy.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing that we've worked through some of the situation with someone who was coming through as a mimicker, and that they wanted to let you know that you have grown very strong through that, and that that you actually, I don't know how to word this so I don't sound like I'm being kind of, you learned the lesson, and they're very proud for that. They're very proud that you made that learning and that understanding and knowing how to use your own personal wisdom and your own personal gifts to protect and knowing to go to different people for help and support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have some questions?
Yes. I want to ask my brother Brendan if there has been any communications that we have been sharing within my dreams, because I'm not sure, and I just want to verify it.
You're getting some information from him through dream time. Is that what you were just saying?
I want to know if I am.
You are? Yes, this is happening. Are you doing the setting the intent when you go to bed at night to hear and remember and to document and journal and maybe even record what your dream messages and symbolisms are?
Yes, but I never remember it.
Okay. Keep working on it. Keep setting those intentions. Keep setting those things into play and into motion. It's going to happen. And yes, there's been some encouragement from him. I believe at one point in time, he's sharing this again with me, but I believe he has shared this with you in an open forum session one time, of the fact that he actually came with you to the point of helping you make the transition into this physical life. And that's, there's something more about that he's bringing to you through dream time, is through that transitional information of the other side and your human side. He's kind of like a courier. He's kind of like a messenger. He's bringing information back and forth to you to help you remember things and to help your gifts to open up much faster and much easier. Unlike some of us that are older, that our gifts and our messages and that type of thing, we have to work and reawaken. They're really showing me that he's bringing you knowledge and information back and forth that you had an agreement with him to do. You should also notice that you're getting some stuff even like while you're awake. Like if you're walking down the street, he's bringing you things that's like these little thoughts are just kind of like through your mind, and you'd almost miss them if you're not listening for them.
Yeah, so often.
And you need to take a quick minute and jot it down, even if you only jot down two or three words that are going to jar your memory when you have some quiet time and you have space where you can get by yourself and then document it more and kind of analyze it.
Okay.
He's also wanting me to share with you something. I'm seeing the color yellow. There's something really important about the color yellow for you. I don't know if you have much yellow in your space, or if you wear yellow, or if you have, you know, like yellow folders or, you know, yellow decorations or something about yellow. He's really expressing the importance of bringing the color yellow into your space.
Okay.
I'm also saying, do you have something to do with Winnie the Pooh?
Do I?
Yeah. Is there a connection between you and Winnie the Pooh for some reason?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know why, but I'm seeing him standing here actually with what looks like a Winnie the Pooh. You know, like a big old stuffed Winnie the Pooh bear. I'm not sure what that's called.
Oh, I think I do know what he's talking about.
Okay. So that's a message he's given for you this afternoon, something to do with the Winnie the Pooh bear.
Okay.
All right. You have any other questions?
Right. Yeah. One last question is, I had been told that I'm going to be strong at something, but I'm not sure what. And
that's what I think you're working on. I think that's what they were sharing with you at the beginning. You're doing some of that new transitional stuff, and you've got some of that new stuff coming forward that he's helping you with, plus the nurturing of this grandmother energy. I think that's what it's about.
Okay.
And sometimes we know we've got these coming, and we know we've got these different activities that are going to be a part of our lives, and we get kind of like, I know I got it coming, I want it. And we need to sometimes do the path to get to where that's at.
Okay.
In other words, we can't cheat. We need to walk the path to get to that point. You know, we can't be born all grown up. We have to go through the experiences. And I think that's a part of what you're feeling and a part of that. And as you're working with your gifts more and you're learning more about with your gifts and the different things that can come forward in your life, I think that's when you're going to start seeing some of this come into alignment. It's really going to be important for you to keep journals, logs, messages, information that you can go back and look at, because like in where you're at right now, in 6 months you're going to expand and have grown tremendously to the point that you're going to want to go back and reread some of this stuff, because it's going to be so enlightening.
Okay.
So start documenting and recording.
All right.
Any other questions?
There's this friend. I have several friends that I'm afraid to trust because I just am not getting the vibe that I usually get from people. Because when I'm with someone, I usually get a vibe, but when I'm by them, I'm not getting a vibe at all. Negative, neutral, nothing. And I want to know if I should be around them or stay away.
Does it almost feel like they're just living life and not experiencing life?
Yeah.
Okay. They are products of our society. They're products of what we have developed in becoming so cold-minded and so closed aware. And fear has a big factor that's being played in their lives as well. You want to use that gut knowledge and use that gut wisdom and use that gut guidance that you have. That's one of your gifts, the clairvoyance, the ability to know, to clearly know. As that gift is coming forward and it's getting stronger, and as you learn to trust that, you're going to know, oh, wait, I don't really want to be around that person. Or maybe you'll get a feeling of not being around this person for a while, and then all of a sudden something's going to lead you to maybe go have a conversation with that person. So you don't want to totally shut the door and say, I'm never going to communicate with these people again, and I'm never going to be friends with them again. You don't want to do that, but rather you want to follow the gut leading that says, I can't be around them today. And then maybe down the road you'll get an impression that'll say, for example, oh, you need to connect with Susie today so that you can, you know, give her some words of encouragement, or there's an enlightened message that you need to share with her, or, you know, you keep avoiding Scott for whatever reason that they're leading you to do that. But follow that inner guidance, follow that inner leading, and don't let anyone else kind of dictate to you who you see and who you don't see and who you talk to and who you don't talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Not the part with the people dictating, but the rest of it, yes.
Okay. The dealing with the people is something you need to follow and listen to inside of yourself. And know that when that you get that warning sign inside that says don't go there, don't go there. And then maybe down the road you're going to get a green light that says, yeah, you need to go talk to somebody. Because the message that you need to share is something they're ready to hear. And then maybe, you know, it'll say, don't talk to so-and-so, don't talk to the other person. And or, you know, now that you've visited with her, it's time to pull back away. Listen to that gut direction and that guidance within yourself.
Okay?
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Because you have that knowledge, you have that gift, you have that skill. They're showing me very strongly. And you have this, like I said, I don't know who this person is, this grandmotherly looking. I'm almost wondering if it couldn't be a great-grandparent that is very nurturing and very caring and helping you a lot right now. Know that they're there. It's almost the kind of thing.
Whoa.
Hmm?
I just got this memory from when I was really little. I was like in fourth grade or something, and I was think my friend said something about grandmas, and I thought about how I had a grandma that died.
Okay.
That's really weird.
And that very well could be that she's kind of placed herself in that nurturing position with you. Be aware that she's there because she's going to help you as you're making some transitional changes as you're going through your development and as you're going through your growth. You know, she's there, and it's okay to talk to her, and it's okay to ask her questions, ask her for some guidance, and you'll get it through that still little voice that may be loud and clear, but it'll also be that little thought process or that action that you'll notice, that she'll communicate with you, and she'll bring you the information.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. We'll talk to you later. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm hearing there's a message for a woman named Lorraine, and the message is hold on to the tape and information that you have. There's something important within the details of that that you need to hold on to, something that you need to, it has a very strong purpose. Even though it seems insignificant to you right now, they're wanting me to tell you to hold on to the tape and information that you have. I'm also seeing what looks like a little wooden shoebox or a little box of some sort. They're saying hold on to the information that you have, that even though it seems like it's something that has no value, it's not going to help at all down the road, they're wanting me to tell you it is. That it does have a purpose, and it is going to help open some doors. It's going to help make some changes. I'm also, and I don't have any idea where this is at. I'm seeing something, and I'm being told it's called the grapevine, and not like the grapevine as in messages, that type of thing, but it feels like a physical area that's called the grapevine, and I'm seeing someone on a road that's called this grapevine. I'm not familiar with it, so you're going to have to kind of help me a little bit on connecting this with you if it's your message, that there's something about the grapevine. There is something happening in this area that you need to be aware of. There is something in the grapevine area that is having a major transitional, a major change, a major switch. I'm not getting a whole lot of clarity, and I know it's probably because they're bringing in so much information. They're showing me things. They're showing me places. They're showing me trees. They're showing me sand. They're showing me little tufts of grass. And the trees aren't like the trees I see here in Alaska. They're a different type of a tree. So they're just showing me that there's something shifting and changing there, and they want whoever is a listener that has that connection with an understanding of an area that's called the grapevine, be aware. Start watching and start observing what is happening in that area, that there is something that is happening, and you are going to need to see what it is so that you don't get caught in an action or in a situation. I'm hearing the word deed. Don't get caught in a deed. There's something about that whole area, and I'm not sure if deed could be for property or if deed could be for an action. I'm just seeing the word deed. So be aware of that, be cautious of that, and understand that. I also have an older gentleman. He's been coming in, and he feels like the majority of his physical lifetime he spent incarcerated. It feels like he really messed up in his early ages. I almost want to say it feels like he's been in prison since his early 20s, and he's now passed. He's now on the other side. He basically served a life sentence for an action that he did, for a crime that he committed. He's wishing for me to share the message to and with his family that he says, I am free now. I am free now. I am free of the actions I've done. I'm free of the, okay, he's showing me a little black cloud. I'm free of the little black cloud that was over my head when I was alive. I'm free of ignorance, and I'm free of the stupidity of my actions and of the things that I have had happen. And I'm in the halls of reconciliation, and I'm moving forward, and I'm healing. I'm getting stronger. I'm becoming the soul that I was before I came and had the things that I did happen. He's wanting to express to his family his great sorrow for the heartache that he caused, for the pain that he caused to others as well, for his actions and his reactions. He's sending out that love. He's sending out that prayer. And he's wanting me to express the message to his mother that he knows that she and her prayers are what have been a strength to him, to help him to keep going, to help him to keep moving forward, to help him to keep knowing that he had a worth to his life. I believe that he passed when he would have been approximately 62. It feels like he had something wrong within his lungs. It feels like that his respiratory system had developed a condition, and that is one of the reasons that he passed, some of the physical complications that came with this, that is why he passed. He's sharing this with me so that, yes, you are going to know that this is who this individual is. His incarceration began early in life, and he's showing me the early 20s. I'm not getting an exact date, but early 20s. And he's saying, I am so sorry for what I put the family through. I'm so sorry for the heartache that this created for my family and for those that I loved. I'm also seeing somebody who is on a treadmill, and I have a message from your sibling that they want to tell you that they're for your support and love. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so critical on yourself. Know that you are a beautiful being, and know that you are a blessed being. This person is showing me that even though you guys weren't overly close and in closeness, they're showing me distance. They're showing me that you weren't close because of, like, you lived in California and they lived in Maine. There was a great amount of physical distance between, but you stayed close through communication with the telephone and with the emails and this type of thing. And they're wanting me to tell you that to watch your emails, that they will be communicating with you through messages that you get through emails. And I'm seeing it actually come through in titles of some of the what you would consider spam or junk mail. They're showing me that they're manipulating that part of the energy through technology to bring you messages from the other side. That you guys had joked about this. You had made the comment to one another that if we can, when we get on the other side and we can communicate, we'll send messages to each other through the emails. There's something about the significance of that in a joke that you guys had, and they want you to know that. Remember to watch for the emails. Remember to watch for the emails. And don't be so hard on yourself. You feel like you didn't give enough. You weren't there enough. You weren't supportive enough. And they're saying, phooey, hogwash. That's not true. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so pushing yourself, and don't be beating yourself up so much on that situation or in that situation, because you are and you have been. I'm also hearing, take time to learn and expand your knowledge and wisdom, challenging your mind. This message is coming through from someone who feels very much like a teaching or a teacher type of energy, like if you were sitting in school and this is like a counselor or a mentor in school, somebody is being encouraged to take that time to learn and to expand your mind. You may be sitting there asking the question, should I go to college? Should I not go to college? Should I get a job? Should I not get a job? Should I go to the university? And they're saying, take time to expand your mind. Take time to expand your knowledge and your wisdom. You've got to challenge your mind. There's something about if you don't challenge your mind, you're going to kind of I'm seeing a riverbed that's all dried up, that you're going to dry up because the stimulation within your mind is what helps keeping you move forward. It keeps helping you be stronger and more aware. I'm also hearing a message from a young man who I think he's doing this as a message to let you know that he is on the other side and he's home and he's trying to bring a message across to you. I am seeing a toaster. And in this toaster, the toast is caught down in the toaster. And the message that he is sharing with his family and with his loved ones is, don't put the knife in the in the slots. Don't put your knife in the slots when the toast is stuck. Don't put your knife in the toaster when the slot in the slots when the toast is stuck. It could hurt you. It could injure you. Injure you. He's saying injure you. So apparently something in the family, or apparently at some point in time when this person was a young child, that was a statement that was commonly expressed. He's expressing this statement to let you know that he's okay, that he's home, that he's arrived home, and that it's kind of one of those agreement statements or one of those things that you guys knew or, you know, it was a common thing you'd have to say to him and walk over. He's actually showing me somebody walking over to him. And just as he's getting ready to reach in and pull that toast out, somebody reaches over and grabs a knife away from him or kind of like thumps him on the top of the hand. And don't do that. Don't reach that knife in the slot of that toaster because it's going to hurt you or it's going to injure you. That's what he's showing me as a message to bring forward. And it may even be a message that he brought forward and carried over from his childhood into his adulthood because he's showing me himself as an older person now. I'm not seeing him as a child standing by the toaster, but I'm now seeing him as an adult standing by the toaster. So he carried that same message through his life, through his generations of his childhood and into his children's childhood. He wants all of you to know that he loves you very much, that he is very much a part of everything that's going on. He's very much a part of watching all of the actions and the activities and the things that are going on in your human life, in your physical space. He's kind of cute. He's kind of very mischievous in the energy to let me know, to let you guys know who he is and that he's sending the message of love to the family. Roses, purple roses, tipped purple roses, thank you for the gift of love is what I'm hearing. They're showing me purple roses. I believe this is a female energy that's coming in. She's showing me these purple roses, but they're really pretty, but they're tipped a really dark purple, tinted on the edges, and they're saying, thank you for the gift of the purple roses, the gift of love. Feels like they may have been something that was placed either on a gravesite or on a table in the funeral home, in the time when there was family celebration of their life. Thank you for the roses. Thank you for the gift of love. I have a man in his tradition. This man's body has not been discovered. He's showing me himself. He's in an isolated area where he lives kind of in the woods. He's kind of, he lives alone. He doesn't have any family per se that would normally be able to check up on him or that type of thing. He does have a few close friends. This gentleman has stepped. His belief process is that when you pass away, that they lay down and they lay down their robes. That when they die, they lay down their robes. This is something about this message for whoever's listening to this, to hear this message and know to try to make a communication connection with this person, that you apparently live a few miles away from them, away from where he has his physical dwelling, But for you to attempt to call, and when you do not get an answer, to contact some of the authorities in the area and have a wellness check done for him, because he is wanting the awareness that he has passed to become known. He is wanting he's wanting his body to be found so that there can be closure, so that the situation can be taken care of. There's not a family member that's going to be going out and checking on him. A neighbor may come and check on him, but it's not going to happen for a few days. That's why he's really wanting whoever's listening to this program who has a gentleman friend who lives out in the middle of kind of a place where it's very isolated. I would say he doesn't have a neighbor within probably a 5-mile radius. So he doesn't have a communication that people are going to be aware that he's not up and about and moving around. But for you to attempt to make a phone call to him, and one of the statements that he has made in conversation with you and in a part of the traditional belief that he has, it had or has when he was alive, was that when you pass, you lay down your robes. And need to make that connection with him, and do share that message with authorities that they need to do a wellness check, that there's a bit of a concern that he may not be okay, and that you would recommend that it once they get there to even go into the home and check for him, not to just assume because there's nothing going on that he's just not at home, but to actually do a wellness check where they go inside, because his body is inside. And he showed me up in the loft. He is inside. The body is inside up on the loft. I'm seeing a special rainbow picture on a refrigerator, and it's a grandmother saying to their granddaughter, thank you for the picture. Thank you for the beautiful picture that you painted for me and you've had your mother place on the refrigerator. Thank you for the rainbow of love. The very special rainbow of love is what she's showing me. She's showing me that she sits with you many nights, that she sits beside your bed many nights, that she actually has an etherical rocking chair that you can occasionally hear on the floor when you're really quiet and you know that that's your grandmother and that she's there with you, that she loves you very much and that she is there to express her love and comfort and that nurturing feeling, that kind of those sugar cookie moments. Well, I notice that we're starting to come to the top of the hour again. My, but these hours go so fast, and the messages come in so quickly to share with you, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the privilege of bringing the information in, and for calling, and for asking the questions, and for emailing me the questions. Thank you for that, and I want to remind you to go ahead and check on that acrosstheveil.ning.com for that social network group of learning more and hearing more messages and communicating and connecting that way, as well as sending me emails if you would like to. Well, as always, have a spectacular weekend, and we'll be visiting with you again on Monday. Until then, may your life be blessed with abundance, love, hope, and joy.